Now in the studio, we have Stanley Hadso from Market Block Books, a bookstore here in Troy. Every week, Stanley brings a stack of juicy must-reads ranging in genre, length, from children's books to adult books. What cool books do you have for us today, Stanley?
Well, my theme today is the comfort of books. And I brought the things that I've polled a few people kind of randomly, the guys in my meditation group, people I work with, and then my own little heart, because, you know, there are things I just love to read. And today was a rainy, gloomy day here in Troy, so all you got to do is pull out some poetry or something. But I'm going to start with The Revenge of Analog by David Sacks. And if you don't know this book, you need to pick it up. He is talking about all the things that are making a resurgence, including bookstores and books. So this is the quote that I wanted to read to you. Make books your treasure and bookshelves your gardens of delight. And that was from 12th century Judaic scholar Judah ibn Tibbon. So
I like that. I like that idea.
Make books your treasures and bookshelves your gardens of delight. So this talks about everything from vinyl to local stores and independent books, not just bookstores, but any kind of shops. Everything you can imagine. Lots of fun, really interesting. I'm digging it, recommending it.
Yeah, it's called The Revenge of Analog.
The Revenge of Analog by David Sacks. I have Anne Fadiman is this amazing essayist, and she's got a brand new book out tomorrow called The Wine Lover's Daughter. And everything Anne Fadiman writes is pure joy. Even the most intense topics, you still love it because her writing style is gorgeous. So this is a story about her father, Clifton Fadiman, who was a pretty famous writer himself and interviewer and wine lover. He apparently had this enormous wine cellar in his house. She wrote a book called Ex Libris, which, by the way, is the book for anyone who is insane about books and writing. And she goes from topic to topic. The first essay is about merging her husband's library with hers and the hilarity of how do you organize it and who gets to keep which copy because we have duplicates here. And I love this woman. I'm absolutely enthralled with her.
And so is that book set up as like an essay, or is it like reads like a novel?
They're all essays, and this is essays about her father.
Also, this new book is essays
this
as
is,
well.
This is the biography of her father, but it's also the way she writes. You really get this lovely flow. She's written for New Yorker as well, but honestly, everything she does is spectacular. Ex Libris is a nice little dive into the wild world of book loving, and it just makes me happy just to even say Ex Libris.
You guys can't see him, but he just looks giddy talking about it.
Really giddy. You know, I do love books. Is that obvious?
Mm.
So yesterday I had a really lousy day. I was exhausted from work, and I just needed something to read. So I picked up my copy of Thomas Merton's Book of Hours, which is actually a compilation of Thomas Merton was a monk who died in 1968. It's a compilation of quotes of his, so it's really an anthology. But Kathleen Degnan set it up as a prayer book, so there's four parts of every day to pray if you want to. And I just open it up randomly, and whatever Merton has to say just speaks to me and calms me. And I needed this yesterday. So this, my favorite, is the very first line in the on Sunday morning, which she calls dawn. I only have time for eternity. I mean, when I feel stressed by deadlines, that is my mantra. I only have time for eternity. So chew on that one.
Doesn't this just make you late, though?
What?
Like, if you only have time for eternity, it sounds like you have all the time.
So you never can be late. So you can never be late.
Yeah, but you can.
No.
Okay.
You know, time is all artificial anyway.
I'm going to tell my boss.
Don't get me started on time, because it's all fake, you know. Crazy human beings invented this. And who invented Monday? A human being.
I know. I have some friends who are always going back to the time is a real thing, and it gets frustrating in conversations.
Time is not real, no matter how much time I have here. The next one is this gorgeous little book called Grayson by Lynn Cox. And she wrote this, I think, when she was in her 40s. But the story in this book is a true story. It's a biography, autobiography, about her being a long-distance swimmer as a 15-year-old. 5 o'clock in the morning, in the Pacific Ocean. So it's pitch black, and she's swimming for miles and miles and miles. And one morning, a baby whale bumps into her, and she names it Grayson. And she's worried because the whale needs to get back to its pod. And so she swims. Oh, I don't want to ruin the story, but she swims everywhere trying to get this whale back to its family.
Aww.
It is such a well-written book. And when she writes about how active the sea is, you would think she's talking about the streets of Manhattan.
Okay. I know you don't want to ruin it, but I just want to make sure. Is the whale going to die at the end?
It's happy ending. Happy ending.
Okay.
I wouldn't bring a dismal book. Well, maybe. And coupled with that, since we're in a marine theme, I have not read this one, but Susan Taylor is just fanatic about this book, and it's The Soul of an Octopus. And this will probably make you stop eating calamari from now on out if you ever read this one. You know how intelligent and elegant the octopus is. So this is Cy Montgomery wrote this book. And honestly, customers come back and thank us for recommending this book to them. I have yet to read it. I will read it. But I'm still eating calamari. I'm so embarrassed. Shouldn't say that. But honestly, a good marine biology book if you have someone who likes marine biology.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you a book that's very old. That was my time. I don't want to run out because I have a couple of really gorgeous things to show you.
You got plenty of time.
So June Jordan was a poet. I have always loved June Jordan. Born of Caribbean parents. Basically, she's African-American, lesbian, and kicks butt. And I discovered this book because I was... one of my comfort reads is poetry. I love poetry. And the poetryfoundation.org, you can find just about every poem you need. So I was looking up Phyllis Wheatley one day because I didn't know enough about Phyllis Wheatley. Do you know who Phyllis Wheatley was?
No.
You're about to tell us, right?
Well, do you know who Phyllis Wheatley was?
No.
First of all, the first African-American to get published in the United States in the 1700s.
Wow.
First African-American woman to be published. First or second? First African-American woman. Second woman to be published. So at the age of like 12. She was a slave from Africa, West Africa, at the age of 7, bought by the Wheatley family, and they discovered in her something more than they expected. And they taught her Greek and Latin, and she became this amazing, articulate person, and her poetry shows that. But
was she still there? Their slave when she was writing? Or how did that end up?
It changed. She did not become their slave. She became more part of the household. But this essay in here, which actually I wish I could read to you, because this is what I was reading this morning, and I was shouting it out loud because it's so... the words just flow like water when you read this. And it feels like a poem. It's written as an essay, but it is a poem about the power of this one girl coming to North America at the age of 7 and becoming someone more than anyone ever expected her to be. So, June Jordan.
It sounds inspirational.
Some of Us Did Not Die is the title of this collected essays. It's now in paperback. This is my old 2002 hardcover edition of it that I just adore. So,
before you dive back into your mountain of books here, I heard that you guys are doing a library fundraiser. You want to elaborate on what that is?
So on Sunday the 19th, we're open on Sundays from 11 to 3. 20% of everything you buy that day will go to the library. So that means we have a bonus card, a Bookaholic bonus card. You can't use the bonus card. No discounts apply. You can't do any fancy things. You just buy stuff. And whatever you're normally buying, and it's an awesome time for buying for the holidays, 20% of that will go right to the library.
The Troy Main Branch Library or which library?
Both libraries.
Oh, okay.
And they have a wish list the library has. So you can actually buy on the wish list. So you can actually donate twice. You can buy something off the wish list and also get 20% of that purchase going to the library. So it's a great way to help the library out. And we love to help the library. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, but I could tell you were going to forget. Week. You were so deep.
I know. I need to calm down and mellow out here.
That's okay. So continue on to tell us about all these great books that you brought for us.
So with comfort also comes food. And I'm bringing you an updated version of the Veganomicon. If you don't know the Veganomicon, it is for me, the best vegetarian cookbook I've ever owned, vegan cookbook. And there is a recipe for smoked tempeh that is to die for. And when I bring it to barbecues, everyone eats that first before they eat the chicken or the beef. They go right for my smoked tempeh.
Ooh.
Gorgeous. And also, I'm not a fan of lentil soup, but this has the most gorgeous lentil soup recipe I know. Their spice combinations are unbelievable.
Hmm.
There's nothing wrong in this book. It's just gorgeousness right down to your belly.
I have been trying to transition into veganism for a while now, and it's been a long, hard road. But.
Well, I was a vegetarian for 20 years and a vegan for 5 of those 20 years, and now I call myself a flexitarian. So I at home I'm mostly vegan, but I'm not rigid about it anymore. So,
well, there you go.
Speaking of little books, just a quick reference. This is my go-to Thich Nhat Hanh book, which is Old Path, White Clouds. It's 600 pages. It's a biography of the Buddha. It is so beautiful. And I've read it 8 times. I love this book.
What do you love about it?
It reads like a novel, and he just kind of winds through the story of the Buddha as a prince, and then his awakening, and then his spreading the message of what it means to be awake.
Well, is he drawing from, as he writes that biography, the canonical texts or the historical and archaeological material?
Because he can read the original texts, he actually is drawing from the original texts, the Pali, etc., and some Chinese texts as well. Thich Nhat Hanh being a Buddhist, but he's a brilliant writer, and he did a lot of research, and it's all listed in the back, all the sources for this.
You've brought a lot of Thich Nhat Hanh books on.
I love Mr. Thich Nhat Hanh. He's also called Brother Tay to his buddies.
It shows.
A teeny tiny book called probably the best Indian novel in the last decade called Gachar Gochar. It is only 180 pages maybe. And you read this thing, and when you get to the end, you have to start all over again because there's a punchline at the end that totally changes the way you saw that book. And this is by Vivek Shanbhag. It is lovely, wonderful. It's like the Chekhov of India. And the New York Times called it the best Indian novel in the last 10 years.
Ooh.
Lovely. Look at that size.
Yeah, I love tiny books.
Got Tatiana's size written all over it.
It does.
I think we have time for one more, so choose very wisely.
I'm going to give you 3, right? So touch these books, quick. Quick, both of you touch these books.
Okay.
This is Word Cloud. It's a company that publishes classics with these faux leather covers.
Ooh.
And with words from the book. So I brought Moby Dick, Shakespeare's sonnets and poems, and I also brought Frankenstein, one of my all-time favorite novels. These feel good in your hand, and they're only $15 a pop. They're just gorgeous.
They feel great.
They don't they?
They do.
Don't you want to touch them?
Well, guys, that was Stanley Hatzel from Market Block Books. They do have a list of all these books that, you know, he discusses here that they keep at the counter. So if you missed any or even missed any like last week or rather any weeks before, you can always go in there and check them out. And then also, if you are interested in supporting the library through them, you know, don't forget to do that. Also, if you wanted to hear any of the books he's talked about previously, you can check them out on our iTunes podcast or on our Facebook page. Yeah, so if you have any questions, call Market Block Books at 518-274-7071. Oh, that's the wrong number. Okay, never mind. Scratch that.
328-0045.
Oh.